I would now like to invite Professor Dale Weber to address us. Professor Weber is a coastal ecologist with over 15 years' experience in the environmental field. A great deal of his research has been of inestimable value to policymaking in Jamaica through the Natural Resource Conservation Authority, where he also serves as chairman of the National Ramsar Committee on Jamaica's Wetland Management. Professor Weber has served UWI administratively as sub-dean in the Faculty of Pure and Applied Sciences and as head of the Department of Life Sciences. He has received several awards for his research and scholarship over the years. His research areas include coastal water quality, circulation, and ecology, and he has published over 40 papers on a range of marine, coastal, and environmental topics of national and regional importance. Professor Weber.
Honorable Stevenson King, Chairman Bernard Cobbenmayer, is that how you pronounce it, sir?
Yes, sir.
Good. Professor Clem Sankat, who I only seem to meet at meetings, even though we are in a common space. Professor Ahmed, Dr. Gail Rigobert, conference presenters, chairpersons, participants, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, sponsors, friends all. Good morning. I must begin with offering an apology on behalf of Professor Gordon Shirley, the Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal of the Mona Campus of the University of the West Indies, who is unable to be here today but has asked me to stand in his stead. I hope I will be able to fill those shoes. When he asked, "Would you be willing to go to a conference?" my first thought was, "Yes, I like conferences." Then he said, "A conference on sustainable development." I was literally jumping for joy. Then he said, "St. Lucia." Oh, I was already packed and ready to go because I have never been to St. Lucia before and I am truly thrilled. Sustainable development has been defined as a dynamic process which enables all people to realize their potential and improve their quality of life in ways which simultaneously protect and enhance the Earth's life support systems. Another very useful definition comes from the Brundtland Report. Sustainable development is the development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. It means we do have a responsibility for doing what we do now, but intergenerational equity becomes the important overriding factor. In fact, the thought process has moved from a single generation to seven generations in the future. What we do now, we need to think of the future. It is somewhat heart-stopping when we think that some of the things that we are now experiencing are the result of seven generations ago. Some we cannot stop, some we cannot turn back, but we can mitigate and slow down. We live in an era of rapid change. Scientific advance and technological innovation, plus demographic transitions, the emergence of new industrial powers, the shift in global powers, the surge in demand for resources and the use of those resources, and of course methods to extract them. The threat of climate change, which is now a reality, the increased risk of disaster, and to see how St. Lucia bounced back. In fact, I too wondered if this conference was going to be on, but I was sure that St. Lucia, like the rest of the Caribbean, would rise to the occasion and we would be here today. The shift in patterns in terms of environmental issues and impacts, as well as the relocation of the world's center of manufacturing and commerce, these all are factors which are transforming this world. These changes present both opportunities and challenges. And all nations, especially those of the Caribbean and small island development states, have to adjust. We have to work with a loss of preferential terms of trade and increase in competition. We have to adapt to climate change and growing resource shortages. We must simultaneously contend with organized crime, global economic meltdowns, and many nations, especially in the Caribbean, must respond from a basis of weak state capacity, heavy indebtedness, and a legacy of divisive politics. The University of the West Indies, cognizant of its role and its mandate within the Caribbean and the hemisphere, has continuously sought to facilitate sustainable development and growth within the Caribbean, the nations, and the people, primarily through its teaching, research, and outreach. These are spearheaded by all four campuses, and institutions, many institutions on these campuses take that mandate strongly. The Center for Research, Management, and Environmental Studies, CERMES, at Cave Hill, the Sustainable Economic Development Unit, CEDU, at St. Augustine, the International Relations Center, the Institute for Sustainable Development at Mona, and of course, the Sir Arthur Lewis, of course, aptly named for where we are, the Sir Arthur Lewis Institute of Social and Economic Studies, SALICES, which is found on all campuses where research meets policy. Of course, we do not attempt to do this alone within the university. Our partnerships with agencies such as the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Center, CEDEMA, the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, and of course, our many UN friends, especially the United Nations Environment Program, these are demonstrations of us working together within the region for the betterment of the people. We at the University of the West Indies are especially pleased that the World Association for Sustainable Development has come to the Americas for the first time. Naturally, since whilst partners with a university, there was very little choice as to which university they would partner with, and the University of the West Indies stands proud. I would like to congratulate PVC Principal Sankat and his team from St. Augustine for rising to this challenge and making this partnership possible. We shall have the privilege of hearing from Prof. Sankat in a few moments. The conference, through its theme, Towards Epistemic Sovereignty, Rethinking Development in a Changing Global Political Economy, is most set at this time to take us forward. With over 46 presentations, I think we will see a wide cross-section of policy, business, science, technology all at work. I am sure that the conference will achieve its goals, and it will simultaneously assist the university in achieving its goals in sustainable development. Whether the discussions surround tourism, ecotourism, social capital, ICT as the engine of sustainable growth, economic valuation, or policy instruments, it is clear that we will all be winners and more educated with each passing session. It is no doubt that the university has created three think tanks within the last year to look at sustainable development. These surround agriculture and food security, climate change, and alternate renewable energy. Clearly, the university has sensed that sustainable development will be hinged around these three, as well as many other areas. As you go forward with your conference, I think it is important for us to look around. In less than 10 hours that I have been in the island, I have met with a number of persons. Conferences are an opportunity to network and get intellect shared. I see people from South Africa. There was an interesting character, and there are always characters at conferences, an interesting character who rode with us today from Oman with the red beard. I sat beside a gentleman from Sweden. Clearly, I looked at his presentation, and he's going to have an interesting talk with us. I've seen participants from India, and I've met at least students and colleagues from 5 Caribbean territories. So already, you can say that we have negotiated that global aspect of where we need to go. The fact that you've been able to have a prime minister present, and I gather this is not the first time listening to Prof. Ahmed, this is good because the political will to do what has to be done has to come from a buy-in to the social, environmental, economic platform. And Prime Minister, I commend you, sir, for having made it possible and made it here today. Young minds are at work at conferences, and I implore those of you who have been to many conferences to reach out to those young minds, the graduate students who are here. They are the future. They are the platform on which we need to build. We need to get new ideas. And remember, the only bad idea is the one that you never put out there. A conference is an opportunity to put your ideas out. Get it shot down. It will be with a reason. You will learn from the exercise. My goal in terms of marine sciences and environmental management is to try and get the Caribbean to work more within the network and within the platform of international conventions, especially in the environment. Ramsar, CITES, UNC, CBD, MARPOL, climate change. The Caribbean has signed on to over 47 conventions. And if you were to list the Caribbean nations that have signed on, St. Lucia, Jamaica, Trinidad, Barbados, we've all signed on to more than many other countries. But are we making the best use of what we do? It is clear that we need to talk some more. We need to access funds so that we can meet the obligations of these conventions. We need to take assistance internationally as well as assistance from each other. But most importantly, we need to integrate. It is clear that an opportunity such as this, offered by the World Association of Sustainable Development, gives us a platform for, as Caribbean nations, for us to talk to each other, work with each other, and create those lasting friendships which allow us to move past political boundaries and geographical limitations. I congratulate the organizing committee and wish for us all a memorable and educating conference. Good morning.